Hello.
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is she.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling to reopen my claim.
All right, go ahead with your social for me.
It's 422-946213.
All right, that is 422-946213.
Yes.
All right, and could you verify the name?
Demetrius Irby.
And your mother's maiden name, please.
Horton, Horton.
And your driver's license number, please, Ms. Irving.
6941076.
Thank you. And could you please verify your date of birth for me?
February 3rd, 1967.
All right. Go ahead and ask a few questions and get the claim reopened for you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right, Ms. Irby. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive the payments direct deposit into your checking or savings or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. That prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Right now, I guess I'll do the payment card because I don't have access to my account right now.
Okay. And have you had a benefits card before?
No.
Okay. I'm going to read the disclosure on the card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by CoAmerica Bank. CoAmerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, and $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. CoAmerica Bank charges two other types of fees. Their card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage Benefits Card?
No.
Okay, so do you have your banking information?
No, I don't. Not right. No, I
okay.
don't. Not right now.
Okay, well, you can call us back once you have your direct deposit information, and we'll go ahead and finish your claim.
Okay. But you say I could go ahead and elect to have the benefits card?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I say, but I can go ahead right now and elect to have the select to have the benefits card.
Yeah, I just, yeah, when I read the disclosure, I asked, do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage Benefits card, and you said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Okay.
For that.
All right. And that's why I was saying if you didn't want the card, then you'd have to call back to get the bank information.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear you.
Okay, all right.
My apologies.
No worries. All right, Ms. Irby, verify your mailing address for me, please.
It's 1009 Fifth Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Thank you, ma'am. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Okay. And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's a good contact phone number for your claim?
Area code 205-207-4888.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to verify that number. I have 205-207-4888.
Yes.
All right. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I have not.
Okay. And Ms. Irby, have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Well, I work for the post office, but I don't think you, is that what you're not, you're talking about military, right?
Yeah, these are basically as pertaining to the military, like if you work on a base or something like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. All right. All right, Ms. Irby, was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Is it the same type of work?
Yeah, no, the same people. Like, did you?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Well, when was the last day you worked?
I work now part-time.
Okay. So with the job now that you're, like, filing the claim on, were you full-time?
Yeah.
And okay,
my previous job, I was full-time.
Okay. No, the job that, like, you're calling to reopen your claim. So
mm-hmm.
that the job that you're using on this claim...
Mm-hmm.
Is that the job where you were receiving full-time hours and now you're getting part-time? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is a completely new job from the previous job that I reported.
Okay, so when was the last day you worked?
I'm employed now, but...
All right,
I'm not understanding.
All right, so
I'm currently employed now, part time. So,
all right, and then the only way you could file a claim on that job that you're working now is that you said is you're getting part time hours,
mm-hmm.
is if you were full time, if they hired you on as a full time employee,
mm-hmm.
and now you're receiving part time hours.
Uh-huh.
That's with the same job. So that's how you would do that. But if you're working,
uh-huh.
then they're not going to let you file for unemployment. But if I'm uh-huh. not mistaken, I'm thinking you were full-time at your
uh-huh.
last job and now you're part-time at this one.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to look at both of them as like the way that I think you're saying that you were full-time, but now you're working part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So the question would be, which job would you be applying for unemployment for?
Okay.
And the thing with that, the other thing is, if you apply, like, let's say you are awarded or you do your weekly certification, even with your part-time job, if your part-time job is more than what you would receive from unemployment, that will automatically disqualify you. We don't know what you would receive every week, but just to give you an idea, like, if you make more than what the unemployment is offering, then there you won't even get it because you made more than what they are offering for that week or what you're...
Okay, because I'm thinking this was a continued claim.
Yeah, that's why when it asks that question, have you worked since the last time you filed? And then it said, was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? And you said no. So it's just asking, when was the last day you worked? And even though you are working part-time, you still can, like, put the last day you worked. We can continue with the claim.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can continue. But I was just letting you know, those are all of that right there. That's information, that you could use. But when was the last day you worked? Even if you worked today.
Today.
Okay. Today's the 12th. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for, for an employer.
Okay.
I'm not self-employed.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
All right. And Ms. Irby, are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts and your normal trade or occupation?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
All right. And Ms. Irby, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that date?
Wednesday.
This Wednesday, the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Irby, what's your job title?
Clerk.
Okay. All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Irby, who's your last employer?
United States Postal Service.
Okay. And may I have the phone number?
Area code 205-424-2115, I guess.
All right. Okay.
Or is it? I think it's 2215.
All right, so it's 205-424-2215?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your employment start date, Ms. Irby?
August 27th.
Okay. All right. And last day of work was today's date. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. All right, so give me one moment here. I wasn't sure. I think it's something about these, the postal. I think it is. The post office and military, I think it stops us somewhere because it is asking me questions I've never asked before. So give me one moment, Ms. Irby, because I want to make sure we get this right. Okay. Just popped up some questions I've never seen. That's all I could tell her. Questions I've... All right, Ms. Irby, give me one moment to get a response here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Jenna connected.
Hello.
Yes, I'm still here, Ms. Irby. Hold okay. on.
C-17.
All right, give me one moment here, Ms. Irby. I'm getting your information submitted over.
C-24. C-16. C-17. W-2. C-16. No route.
All right, Ms. Irby, I do apologize. I'm still holding. One moment.
Okay. R9. W4. R23. C17. W4.
All right, Ms. Irby, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to get you transferred over here. Give me one moment. And I'm going to save the progress there so you don't have to start all the way over. All right, I'm transferring you now to a supervisor that's going to complete your claim for you. Anything else I could help with today?
No, that's it.
All
Thank
right.
You.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I'm transferring you now. Have a good day.